three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday edition, right? I hate these odd weeks. I haven't talked to anybody at Lambeau Field since before the Seattle game, since Matt LaFleur did his press conference on Tuesday at 11 a.m. while we were on the air edition. The enigma-free edition, hopefully. I feel like I've been asked about that on every program that I appear on, which obviously is a significant number edition. And the...
You're a big deal.
Right? No.
You're in the show.
I'm not. A picture, I'm told, and a voice. I'm not interviewed. I did not accept the interview request. I'm not in it.
If your voice is heard, you're in the show.
I'm in this show of Wilde and Tausch, and I'm way too close to the camera. Jesse, this is not working for me.
Yeah, I don't like this either. And I've got my camera basically like back against
like
the wall.
If I stand farther back, can you still hear me clearly with the microphone?
Yeah, I got a five-letter word for you guys.
Relax.
T-O-U-G-H. Figure it out.
I'll shut the camera.
Who the hell do you think you are? On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Seriously, like, look at me. I'm right.
Yeah, who does Jesse think he is? But what is he, like, some bully now? He's a skinny bully?
Tough.
Is that what's going on?
Tough
luck, dude. Figure it out. All right. I'll figure it out. I'll shut the camera off. How's that,
yeah.
Jesse? Then you figure it out.
Pretty ironic coming from Mr. Digi only, though. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios being Mr. Tough Guy. Live with it. Figure it out. And from his undisclosed location, where you have a beautiful view of his nostrils, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I guess that's what we want, right? That's what Jesse wants, is nostril hairs. Flared, whatever it is, right?
Flaring, yeah. For. Yeah, indeed. So you have an IPT, and I had an IPT, but you always take precedence.
Nope, I want to hear yours, because mine's 2 weeks old and kind of whatever. So let's hear yours.
Is it IPT to tell you that I don't know if I have enough time to do the headline for this week?
Oh, no. You have till Monday.
I'm not shocked.
We're doing it Monday. You're good.
We got a volleyball tournament we got going on here. We got a snowstorm about to hit us here in Christmastown. I'll see what I can do. Not shocked. I did the last one, and up until
I'm not shocked.
We
gave you 6 months, and I knew you'd wait and you'd hold out, and then I knew I won't be shocked. It's not nothing against you. I just wouldn't be shocked if it doesn't get done. Because then you'll say, well, you give me homework. I don't ask for homework. I mean, I can tell you how this conversation goes, like, if you want. Or you could suck it up and
Buttercup.
Go do it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I did start my research on it last night, went and looked up the scene from the actual film, because you're, once again, some might say that the script, not exactly fleshed out, that was sent to me. And I'll leave it at that.
Wow. Wow.
I'm coming for you, Academy. Sydney's...
You've already come. You're there.
So Sydney's basketball team did a white elephant gift last night for everyone.
Okay.
And Sydney, being a little bit like her father, she's our 13-year-old, and so she didn't give like a jokey gift. She like put together, you know, like the girls that age, they like their like lotions, and there's a bubbler drink in there that we paid for. We didn't get that from Tier 1 Tyler. We bought it.
Why didn't you go get the free one from Quick Trip a couple days ago?
Because I was at Quick Trip literally every other day in like a 5-day span, except the day that you got the free bubbler.
Big mistake. Okay.
Yeah, blew it. So there were some other girls who took the white elephant gift mentality and made it like a jokey thing. Like there was a head scratcher. There was some other, I didn't even know that existed. Like it was like, you know, kind of goofy, silly gifts. And then Sid and a few other of her teammates, they were like, it was nice. Like they kind of maxed out the amount of money you were allowed to spend. Is that IPT to give a good gift when it's supposed to be? Because then you kind of leave your teammates out to dry, the ones that did it the right way and made it jokey, and then you get stuck with a head scratcher. Am I wrong? Am I not understanding white elephant gifts properly?
I think there's supposed to be like almost a tierdom of what that might look like. There's supposed to be some like, because it's not just, I suppose if it's white elephant, you know who you're giving it to, right? That's not where you trade. Is that the trade?
No, that was the other thing. So they played a game of lightning at the end of practice, and if you went out, you were at the back of the line to pick out of the pile. So there was the pile of the gifts. And so whoever won got the first pick. Whoever went out first, which turned out to be Sid, who's a pretty good 3-point shooter generally, but not under the pressure of the gift exchange.
She's pretty good at everything, yeah.
Was first, so she got stuck with the last gift, which turned out to be a good gift. But that's what I'm trying to understand. It's supposed to be, and Josh DiMaggio, who is always helping us, as opposed to who's just yelling at us for complaining about the camera angle. White elephant on Wikipedia is described as amusing and impractical gifts. So yeah, no, she just ignored that directive and got something that she thought whoever got her thing would really like. So I'm wondering if that's IPT.
I don't think it's IPT. I think it should be however your personality will come out in the white elephant.
Don't the Tauschers do this?
No. We just did this with Sarah's family. We did they basically, you bring something and you keep it. You can't touch the package, but you can trade. And I don't think that's white elephant. I think that's something else. Where you
is this how you got the caramels? Isn't help me if my memory is failing me.
No, didn't the caramels. Like... What we do when my brothers come up and we have our families get together, we do games. And there's roulette, there's trivia, and then you get cards, and then you get to redeem those cards for gifts.
Oh, ooh, that's a good idea.
So it's like the price. It's not the Price is Right, but then. As Angie, what happens is if you don't put your gift and like put it in a lockbox, everybody feels like it's just fair game, and you can start wolfing down everything, which again is fine. But this was more you give the gifts. It's in bags. It's in somebody brings a big silver box and they make it look good, and that gift gets traded around, and then eventually it ends. Thankfully, a lot longer than I think most people want, and. then you open it up and you're stuck with that gift. That, to me, is what the white elephant is. I don't know if that's true. I've done this with when I used to play a ton of Sheephead. We would do a Sheephead game before the holidays. Everybody would bring something, and then in between hands, you'd go and you'd do that. I always like bringing bobbleheads. I thought that was a fun little gift. It was, you know, not
of
crazy.
Yourself?
I don't have a bobblehead. A bobblehead, you know, Brewers or Bucks, whatever it would be, and you'd go do that. That's to me. So if you're a quirky, funny, get a quirky, funny gift. If you're a serious, like you are, very concerned about your reputation as a gift giver and your ranking, you have a very high Yelp ranking.
Very excited for Monday, by the way. Very excited for Monday.
You would want to make sure you give a good gift. I would be on the side of I'd like it to be more funny, and I still like practicality, though. I don't like – matter of fact, what I started doing, and this didn't go well, is getting rid of old stuff I didn't want. Old TVs and things like that.
I'll sign the top of the TV if you come pick it up.
But the TVs worked, but it just, I wanted to get rid of it. That microwaves and things like that. And that got kind of pounced as in a negative way. So, no, I don't think it's
IBM. Hey, how many of your hats did we end up giving away? Whatever happened with that promotion?
I have no idea. I don't think they made the move. I think they got lost. Or put in a dumpster.
So I think what happened here was Sid took
such
a mentality.
A fun idea that didn't get
it. It was. I know. And some of those could be worth something on like Poshmark or something. Dave and Aaron.
Protein muffins.
White elephant
That's
gift idea for old tea is some frozen protein muffins. Yes, freezer burned. I think what Sid did was she melded Secret Santa with White Elephant. Because I think Secret Santa, you get assigned a person, and you want to give them something good, and they don't know it's from you. Whereas the elephant one is supposed to be silly and goofy, and so anyway, we are who we are over here, and this is what we did. I know that people really want to get to, not Enigma, but to Packers, Saints. But Tausch, I would ask you this, a player. Like, you know, we could talk about Secret Santa and IPTs and everything else, because what juice does this game have? They are 14.5 point favorites. As a player, what's a week like this like?
It's a go about your business week. You understand you should beat this team. It's the end of the year. And I'm not saying New Orleans. I think they're going to have guys competing. I will never disrespect players like that, but I would guess that there's also guys probably looking around on different travel sites, trying to kind of figure out, all right, I got to get my car shipped, and the Saints are done. And that's just the reality of the business. So this is one of those games where you hope the Packers worry more about themselves and not worry about the Saints. This can't be a, well, the Saints, you know, you play down to your level. Mm-hmm. There, I don't even know who's going to end up being Rattler. I don't know who's even going to be quarterbacking them.
Hainer.
So this needs to be a hammer game. You just hammer them, beat them up, and start the post game early. That's what I envision. But the NFL has a funny way of things not playing out the way you envision. But the Packers need to, as they're building up for their big showdown up in Minneapolis, and it's a short week, it would be an awesome week to throttle down and let you get Josh Jacobs out of the game in the third quarter. Maybe get some of your linemen out of the game. Maybe get Jordan Love out, get Malik Willis in there. That would be, I think if you're looking at it, I almost would want to challenge my guys to say, let's put the throttle down here and really lay it to these boys because we're just a lot better football team.
How early can we start Tausch's post-game show? I mean, I wouldn't use that as my speech to the team, but that's the concept, that the game is donezo and you can go into garbage time.
You will never hear these guys say that, and they won't even say that to the team, but I bet the staff is hoping it would be great to get some guys more reps. Get guys that maybe you want to see enhance their role as this postseason run starts, get a little confidence, and just throttle a bad team. The last thing you want to do is feel icky after playing a team like the Saints. You can have, there's going to be some things you're going to have to correct and work on, but you don't want to have to go and win win a late grinder game against a bad team. At this time of the year, that's not what we're interested in. And I think if you have aspirations of doing great things, you don't get in that position.
So I just recorded Weekly Wildy with Alex Stroff right before we came on. And I basically would say that there is one goal for this game. And I will talk about that after Tausch tells us about what your goal should be, which is don't trust the Elves, but put the big red guy in on the assignment along with Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yeah, make sure you're home. You got a bunch of people coming over to the house. You want it to be comfortable before we reach. It's snowing out today. You don't want that cold air. You're looking for comfort. And you know what? Santa Claus, he's magical. His elves, not as much. They're not qualified to do what Pella does. Too many options, too many customizations. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of this deal from Pella. Get as low as $19 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on New Year's Eve, the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more.
Still slandering the Elves, I see. All right, I will explain what I think the Packers' goal should be for this game. The one goal that they should have above all else.
One goal, that's all?
Not bad.
As catchy as David Gruber's.
It's not as catchy. We'll tell you what it is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Packers getting ready to face the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. The Packers 10-4, the Saints 5-9. Darren Rizzi, their special teams coordinator, has taken over as the interim head coach. They are 3-2, I think, since he took over. So they've gotten a little bit of a bump from that. But Tausch, I found myself wondering, because we're doing a show on Christmas Eve, the day after the game, and I find myself wondering, what exactly is that show going to be like? Because I feel like after every game, including the Seattle game last week, that there is a yeah, but to essentially everything that they do, right? I was guilty of it after
the
Cardinals game.
You're a big part. You're kind of a big part of that, if I'm being honest. And I think part of that is the media and the guys that are around it every day. You guys have been around long enough to understand fans are really only interested in championships now. The stories are great as the season's going, but we're getting to that time of year. It's post-Thanksgiving, baby. It's playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing what you feel like is necessary to win at the highest level in the biggest moments, I feel like there is going to be disappointment. And from a player standpoint, I think it can be exhausting if you get caught up in listening to pundits like you and other Debbie Downers. And that's why I think from my perspective, and people say I'm a homer, it's because it's just really hard to win in this league. And there's only one team that ends up winning the whole dang thing. You have 31 other teams that are going to be really disappointed. This is part of the blessing and the curse of being in Titletown is that yeah, you want to have great seasons, you want to be entertaining, you want all of that, but you're really judged harshly on whether or not you get it done. And if you don't, there's a lot of angst and pain that is brought to your fan base, and I think this fan base is looking at it and saying, we have to be better. We have not put together a full four-quarter game, which when you're playing the big boys, you need. And that's why I thought last year, I kept telling everybody, enjoy this. Because this ain't going to happen again, where you have no expectations and you don't have all of these, you know, things hanging over you, because there was a sense of unknown and kind of, I think, a real fun free flow, even when it was bad. If people were bad, it's like, well, you know, maybe it's just this. And then you had that magical second half run that everybody was excited about. So that was the house money. There ain't any more house money. And maybe if you go to an NFC championship against Philly, that would be the only house money. But that's part of being in a really great organization and a fan base that has high expectations for its football teams.
So, you know, I thought about this because Matt LaFleur, and look, Matt LaFleur is part of this too, right? Like he, and I understand that's his job as a coach is to, and it's coaching the players hard, but he went pretty in depth earlier in the week about how their offense stalled in the second half and it wasn't productive enough, right? They scored on their first four possessions in Seattle. Touchdown, touchdown, field goal, field goal. Now, would you rather have touchdown, 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 touchdown? Of course. But it's hard to score on four straight possessions. Doesn't happen usually in a game. That's why it's significant when you do it. And did he deserve to be criticized for bungling the timing of the end of the first half? Absolutely. His challenge record? Absolutely.
Stinks.
They scored 30 points.
Yeah.
So you're being a little nitpicky if you're spending too much time saying, well, you know, the Seahawks really adjusted and shut down Josh Jacobs in the second half. Yeah, the other guys get paid too. So it got me thinking about, like, unless they blow these guys out 42-10, we're going to be doing the same thing on Tuesday. Well, yeah, they beat them, but... And I certainly will be the first to say, but the Saints stink, just like the Cardinals do. So to me, and this is not earth-shattering insight here, because that's rarely what you get from me, I just want them to get out of the game without any injuries. Because they are in as good of a spot as any team in the league right now from an injury perspective.
So are you saying sit Josh Jacobs?
I'm saying that, and you kind of, I don't want to say you stole my thunder because you were just being insightful like you always are. I want to get those guys' butts out of the game as soon as I can. And what I don't want is Matt LaFleur to do the Dallas thing where he puts in Sean Clifford and then takes him out again because he gets nervous. I want this one to be a Rap City USA. I want Tausch starting the post-game show mid-third quarter, early third quarter.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because I'm at the game, I can't do that.
I understand. But
so do you think you can't be advocating to sit Josh Jacobs to not play him, though? Right? He's going to start.
I'm not advocating for that, but what I am advocating for is I want to see Bo Melton and Malik Will. Like, here's an example. And again, not a fan, but I do pay attention to this sort of thing. Like, at the end of the game in Seattle, Christian Watson limps off the field, right? Now he got a cleat to the shin, and he was fine. But with the way Christian Watson is, and I know you can't play scared, and what's the thing about scared money, don't make money, and all the other stuff that you say. And you're right. You're 1,000% right, and I'm the helicopter beat writer. I get it. But the bottom line for me is, you're looking at Detroit and all their injuries. You're looking at the Packers. Strofe just told me this when we were taping Weekly Wildy. The Packers are tied for the second fewest number of players on injured reserve in the league. Buffalo's got three. The Packers and the Vikings have five. And the Packers soon will have four because Luke Musgrave is in position to come off. So I don't care if they beat him by 1 point. If I'm Matt LaFleur, I just want to get out of this game and say, yeah, we came out of the game healthy. We don't really have any significant injuries to report. We're thinking, I don't know if Jair is going to be back for this game or not. We'll play that dance throughout the next few days. But they are at, and this is why it's so important to me. I remember 2014. And of all the reasons why that season was such a colossal disappointment with the way it ended in the NFC title game, you've heard Brian Bulaga say it when he's been on with us on a Wednesday. They were ridiculously healthy. I mean, they had everybody. That is the way you want to go into the Super Bowl. And the Packers are of 2024, a decade later, are on the precipice of being in basically the same situation. They're missing Jordan Morgan, who was a rotational guard. That's it. So just get out of Dodge healthy.
That's your talking point for the week. That was your tease?
You seem disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed. I mean, obviously, I think you want that every week. But the question is, well, where is the line? You get to up 14, you just say call it? These guys are pros. And I think New Orleans coming up here, if this was in New Orleans, I would say it's going to be a little bit tougher. But you just never know in this league how this goes. And I guess the fact that even if you get beat, it's not going to really change probably where you're at outside of maybe then slip into a 7 seed. Probably not going to change a lot about the dynamic of where you're going to end up playing or who you're going to end up playing. That's the part of this that I think is tricky, but you got to play. And until you feel like the game is wrapped, you play your guys. Now, you can maybe maneuver and maybe play with the snap count a little bit, maybe let some of these other backs get more reps. But I'm telling you right now, this attitude or this mindset is completely polluted, and nowhere would you ever hear or see this in a locker room.
I know you wouldn't.
Sports talk and media and stuff, because you're looking at it big picture. Bottom line is, yeah, you can't lose Josh Jacobs, but you have to play him. So if something happens, it is what it is. I'm not going to sit here. You can't play the game of football hoping that somebody doesn't get injured. Like, that is never that's never the right play. Now, if it gets to be week 18, you're locked into the 6 seed. I'm not playing a bunch of guys very much because I need to be fresh and ready to go for the next week. But if you have things that you need to play for, you've got to empty the bucket and get it done.
So you're not nervous about this?
Not at all.
This is just the mentality you have to have. Because I keep looking at the Detroit Lions and thinking, boy, it must and I understand the coach is rallying the troops. God bless them for trying. But you have declared them donezo. They are not going to the Super Bowl. And there's no way.
Detroit.
Detroit. There's no way you would declare them donezo if they weren't ravaged by injury. Even if they only had half the injuries they have, you would not be saying they're done. They
no,
can't
McNeil
go to the Super
and
Bowl.
Carlton Davis being out is what put me over the edge with them.
Right.
Because those are two of their best players on top of Hutchinson being out already. That's going to be too much to, and their starting middle linebacker's been out for a while. Yeah, it's a bridge too far for me. Yep.
So I understand you can't play the game to be worried about who's going to be healthy. You're right. You're 1,000% right about that. But that, if I'm Matt LaFleur, that is in the back of my mind. We just got to get out of this game healthy. I don't care if we beat them by 3 or 33. We are in such a good spot right now. I don't want to mess that up. Now, can you coach in a way to do that? No, of course, you're right. Polluted mindset. I'm guilty on all fronts. But my point is that I don't care. It does not have to look great. And I don't see the Saints with a second or third string quarterback being able to put up a dangerous level of effort to beat them. Otherwise, this team is not who I think it is. If they, with Rattler or Hayner or, you know, the ghost of Ken Stabler, I don't see this being a game where they should be threatened of actually losing the game at home. It would take a lot. It's just like I felt when it was 23-13 on Sunday night. Like, once Sam Howell III came out there, did you ever think that they could blow that lead? Ever? I didn't. So, polluted mindset though it may be, I hope for their sake that they come out of this game in full health, because there is a chance that things could be really special for this team, and the one thing that I think can derail it would be injuries. And
I thought you said thought it's a year away. I thought you said this team's a year away.
Yeah, I still don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. That hasn't changed.
What?
They're
not going to win the Super Bowl. What do you care if they lose again? I guess you either believe or you don't. Guess that's where I'm having a hard time understanding your mindset on this.
I can tell from your facial expressions.
Well, I don't know what you're even trying to say here, because you're saying, I hope they can't. They don't get anybody lost because this could be really special. Well, really special is winning a Super Bowl. Not really special is not winning one playoff game. Really special is doing the whole dang thing.
If you don't think it would be a special season if they're in the NFC Championship game?
No. It could be a really good season.
Okay. I think that would be an incredible building block to win two games on the road and be playing for a trip to the Super Bowl for this team that I don't think is going to win a Super Bowl this year. If I'm not making sense, that's probably because I didn't explain it very well. So let me explain something much more clearly to you. And that, of course, is the Steinhoffel's mattress opportunities that you get with their various sales. And right now you can get into Steinhoffel's and test rest a Beauty Rest black mattress for your chance to win a dream vacation to Hawaii. Yes, and Tausch is wishing he could go to Hawaii right now. Plus, you could save up to $800 on adjustable bed sets and get up to $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Queen Beautyrest mattresses start at just $38 per month with Steinhoffel's 60-month financing. You can shop both in-store and online at steinhoffels.com. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
We're going to have to do this because apparently for those who have watched Enigma, this is the big takeaway. That Ted Thompson drafted Jordan Love, basically.
Boy, if he did, that's impressive.
So Jesse, when you were, because I ignored this part of the show sheet yesterday, as opposed to Tausch, who just doesn't see it at all. There was a portion of the program that you had scheduled that was, did you hear this, the Enigma edition. Do we have this clip of Matt LaFleur?
We do not.
So I can.
This is from part three, I'm told, which we had part one was available for us.
So I will read you the quotes because... they played it for me on Jen Gabe and Chewy this morning. Matt LaFleur is being interviewed, and he is asked about the drafting of Jordan Love. And Josh DiMaggio tells me that he just sent you this clip, Jesse, so you can have it. But this is, and I have Roberto here in the YouTube comments asking if I secretly watched Enigma and just won't admit it, which I don't like
question.
Having my reputation
really
smirched. I did not. I'm not lying about this. That's not what I do here. I'm a lot of things. I'm not a liar. Terrible
secret keeper. I'm going to watch it on Friday. I'm going to watch it Friday. En route down to Chicago, I think is going to be my plan. So I'm going to watch it.
I assume you're not driving.
No, I won't be driving.
Okay,
just to
be clear.
No, I won't be driving.
So, all right. So this is, Jesse, do you have it now?
We had an error downloading the file content, but yes, we now have it. Yes, we're good.
Oh, boy.
One of those days back here. Yeah.
The old holidays.
One of those days over here, too.
Holidays are coming.
All right, so here, instead of me dramatically reading what Matt LaFleur said, here is what Matt LaFleur says in the documentary Enigma.
I don't think a lot of people, at least in our camp, thought that Jordan would have been there when we were picking, and the opportunity presented itself. And it was an opportunity that Ted Thompson thought was too good to pass up.
We're all surprised that Green Bay traded up to take you. Jordan, what do you think you can learn from Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I'm already knowing I can learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers.
He did learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers. But I learned from Enigma without watching it that Ted Thompson thought it was an opportunity that was too good to pass up. So I did not reach out to Goody. I reached out to someone else who works in the building, who was there for the interview with Matt LaFleur. And his recollection was that Matt LaFleur was talking about how Ted had drafted Aaron, and then Goody essentially did the same thing. He believes that the editors of Enigma spliced two clips together erroneously and made it sound like Ted Thompson had a role that was not actually the reality. That the editing
fake
led
news
to.
So you're saying fake news?
Yeah, look,
saying.
I hold a affinity for Ted Thompson and for his memory. So when I say this, I do not want to sound in any way disrespectful toward him, because I always felt like he never got anything close to the credit he deserved for what he did as the Packers general manager. I don't think Ted was in a place cognitively that he would have been having a major influence on Packers draft decisions. I also don't think that Matt LaFleur would get that piece of information wrong. Like, I think Matt LaFleur, even though we know that was the COVID draft, so Matt LaFleur's at his house and his son is walking into the picture, and Goody's at his house conducting the draft, I don't think Matt LaFleur thinks that Ted Thompson, whom he never worked with, drafted or had a say in the drafting of Jordan Love. I would predict that someone will ask about it today when LaFleur talks to us after practice. But I have not seen the clip with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. But as Joshy just texted me, it does sound like it is an edit there. It does not sound like a continuation of the answer. And what I would say, and I don't know what Aaron Rodgers' role
is.
It's
probably something you want to get right in the editing.
Right, and I guess that's what I would say is I don't know enough about the, like, this wasn't ESPN doing this, right? This is some sort of independent project that Aaron Rodgers was involved with. I don't think Aaron Rodgers was sitting in an edit bay going through with a fine-tooth comb, every scene.
But in fairness, you don't know that.
He might.
That's why I said I don't
think.
I could see
him being a perfectionist and not letting.
Yeah. I don't
so,
think he'd.
I think, looking at this, I just assumed it was Ted talking to Goody and saying, sometimes you got to make these hard choices. It's not like I thought that Ted drafted Jordan Love. Ted discussed with Goody timing and everything else, and you're saying none of that happened.
I don't think so. No, I don't think that happened. Like, I think maybe I will go back during the next commercial break and see what Goody said that night, and if he mentioned talking to Ted at all about what he did with Aaron Rodgers and drafting him when Brett Favre was still the quarterback. Because, you know, and look, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. That's really Aaron Rodgers' department these days. But is it possible, if you think he was in edit bays, that this was just a way to undermine any credit that the guy that he doesn't like, that was the GM, gets for drafting Jordan Love? Like, if you really want to get into the weeds, you could do that, right?
Or it could also be Ted has been underappreciated, and he wanted to put more shine on Ted, the guy that drafted him.
Sure.
Back in 05.
Also possible.
So it could
possible.
Be both. You could look at the cynical way, or you could look at the positive way. I get that.
But let's dis-
I hope this story's true. I hope it is true, because then you're looking at Ted telling Ron Wolf back in the old days, right?
Yeah, to trade for Favre.
Favre would be a pretty good pick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, then he did the move to bring Aaron Rodgers in, and then if he told Goody, hey, these opportunities don't come often, as is in this movie, all of a sudden Ted Thompson is now the trinity of Packers quarterbacks.
Turns out he told Lombardi to play Bart Starr, too.
He has been a part of the holy trinity of Packer quarterbacks outside of Bart. That would be pretty cool. And anytime you can put a positive light on Ted, I think it's a good thing. So
yeah.
Whether or not this is true, I saw this clip on X, and I thought, boy, that's interesting. But the timeline didn't seem to make a ton of sense, because everybody kind of knew Ted was not in great health at that point in time, because he ended up passing, what, in 21.
Yeah, in January of 21, I believe.
So that timeline would be pretty snug, but I'm hoping it is true. But it sounds as if your conversations with folks makes it think that this was maybe just an editing error and is not true.
Yeah, and
fair?
And I would like to, again, emphasize that I'm with you. I would love for it to be true, right? Because that would be really cool for Ted, RIP. To have a say in all three of these great quarterbacks.
That'd be pretty cool.
And for someone, as we both just agreed, is underappreciated, that would burnish his legacy even more. But, again, this is a team trying to get ready for the playoffs and beat a team that they're favored by 14.5 points against. I doubt that Matt LaFleur is looking forward to dealing with this question today, but I guarantee someone's going to ask him. I guarantee.
Do you think he watches Enigma?
No, but I think the PR staff is going to let him know, hey, this is out there now. Because, look, I'm seeing tweets about it all over the place. I saw Aaron Nagler chime
asking,
in.
Is Matt LaFleur at some point going to watch Enigma? Like,
will you watch
it together?
Who will watch Enigma first, Matt LaFleur or Jason Wilde?
It's you by far.
It's not.
But
I don't think
here's
so,
what
Jim.
Would be awesome. You two watching
it together.
Digi-only.
A players only, but with the coach and me.
Rent out a theater, get some popcorn.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's great idea. That's exactly the phrase that I would choose for that. All right. Look, I think this is not true. Let me leave it at that. I believe that the editing
error. I want
error.
It to be true, so I'm going to just say it. I'm just going to, because it's reported and it's done, and I was taught that whatever's reported and done is accurate.
No, wait,
so I'm just
going to
roll with
don't
it.
Don't do that. Come on, don't besmirch my profession.
It's in a movie. It's edited. It's not, it's Matt LaFleur's voice. What do you want me to think?
I'm trying to tell you
what do you want me to think?
Which is never a good idea for me. I also try not to tell you who to pick on Prize Picks, because you know a lot more about that sort of stuff, even though your track record. Did you just hit your head on the back?
Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members and billions of dollars, and it's that time of year. Merry Picksmas, as we like to say, and it's simple. Pick more or less on at least two players. You know what? I talked to the boys and girls over at Prize Picks, and I said, you know what? You guys are doing 100 times your cash. That's nice.
Oh,
that's cute. We've seen 200x over Thanksgiving, but if we're going to do Picksmas right, we got to go all the way to 1,000x on your ideas. So Prize Picks said, you know what, Tausch, you're a smart guy. We're going to do it. So now Prize Picks is putting its members
actually,
first.
It was Ted Thompson's idea. Ted Thompson told me.
So all withdrawals, they are fast, they're safe, that's pretty good, and secure. When your picks hit, get your money back in as quick as 15 minutes, and again, you can win up to 1,000 times your money on Prize Picks. Get to go 2 to 6 projections. Download the app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And Jesse, what is it? Joker point five on Christmas. You got all of the Packers and Saints, and you can kind of look at that, figure it out, and then play with that 0.5 that Prize Picks is basically handing you and telling you Merry Pixmas. Prize Picks!
Run
your
game.
And I did see there will be some Pixmas specials that were teased with a notification I got last night in addition to Joker. So keep your eyes out if you're a prize picker. There's going to be some good stuff coming around here every day.
Merry Pixmas from Wildy and Tausch.
More next. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. All I want for Christmas
is you. So I'm searching through the archives. Of the 2020 Zoom calls that we did with Goody and LaFleur that day. There's a lot here, so I'm working on it. I had forgotten how uncomfortably Goody had handled the, have you talked to Aaron Rodgers yet about this? And he said, we have not connected yet. If you remember, that was one of the sticking points when that occurred. Again, I'm not seeing, and I will continue to search because it's a long transcript, I don't see a lot of references to Ted in here. In fact, I have not found, I found one. So I will have more on that. But I don't, there's no evidence here that Ted was in any way a major resource in this selection. So I, as convenient as Mike McCarthy might say, as it would be to say it's an editing error, I am inclined to very much believe that theory. As much as I want Ted to get more credit posthumously, I don't think that's the truth. So and there are some conspiracy theorists in the YouTube comments. And I don't mean that in a mean-spirited way, Mick, because Mick is leading the charge in the YouTube comments. It was an editing error made by Aaron Rodgers. So, again, if you want to get into the weeds and think that there was some revisionist history that occurred here with some creative editing, you're welcome to think that. I'm going to think it's an honest mistake because the folks that did the documentary probably weren't in any way, shape, or form covering the team back then. Just like Ian O'Connor wasn't covering the team when Aaron Rodgers said what he did on the show about not being gay and how that played out, because Ian O'Connor got that wrong in his book too. So mistakes happen when people that aren't as entrenched with the story are taking over the storytelling. I don't think there's malfeasance on Aaron Rodgers' part, but hey, I don't know that. That's for sure. What I do know is there's nothing like a Tito's when you say, oh, pour me in, coach.
Indeed, pour me in, coach, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster, wash that lucky jersey, as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, no, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at Tito'sVodka.com. And you know what I've had? It's always tough trying to figure out gifts and what you could do. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you have a friend or people that you like that are 21 plus, you're never going to go wrong. Grab you a handle, take the handle over, put it around a beautiful scarf, set it down. Merry Christmas. Everybody's happy. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Still waiting on my scarf. I don't have to wait.
Still waiting on my Tito's.
You could go wrong with Tito's for me. I mean, I would re-gift it to Jesse. But otherwise, you can't go wrong.
I think if Jason got the scarf and I got the Tito's, I think
that'd be a win for everybody.
Pretty good spot there.
Well, that seems like everybody'd be pretty happy with that. Okay.
I have to reach out to Courtney.
Duly noted.
See if we can make that happen. All right. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.